Time to look at your markets here. The AgriVisor Midday Market Update with Carl Setzer at AgriVisor Services. Majorly mixed today on a Thursday. Carl, what's up?
Yeah, Rita, basically we are starved for fresh news today. We just don't have a lot coming at us. So the only really fresh one we had is this morning. We had the export numbers come out, and a trade is dictating what we saw there. Exports came out on corn, 21.5 million bushels, a little bit less than what trade was hoping for. We needed right around that 33 million bushels to meet the USDA expectations, so we trailed there a little bit. Wheat sales also on the light side, 8.38 million bushels. 5 million bushels under what we need. So a little concerning on that one as well, and that's given us these 2 to 3 cent losses we're seeing in the wheat complex. Soybeans, however, another solid week on soybeans. 25.1 million bushels. We need 21, so we came in above what we needed there. The big thing we're looking at is even though these were light sales, Rita, we need to remember that it was a holiday week last week. We had Thanksgiving. There was real light volume, real light trade going on. Don't put a lot of emphasis in these numbers. And that's what trade's looking at. They just don't have a lot to go with today. Starting to look a little bit more at South American weather for those soybeans. United States now has the edge in the global soy complex pushed into March. Soybeans values have rallied there. So all in all, we've got our support coming to us, and that's what's given us our soybeans the strength we're seeing. I expect this to continue through the close today, Rita. Wouldn't be surprised to see close pretty much right where we're at, barring any significant weather changes or fundamental mixes coming from the outside with political developments in the U.S.
Carl Setzer at AgriVisor Services.